is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, men and women of all ages, hope you're doing well and taking care of your health during these hard times of the pandemic. Wherever you are, just stay safe. Well, we are here with a new episode of your favorite program, Back to Reality. This is Asma. Once again, I have the pleasure to be the host of this session. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Sheikh Yasser.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's a pleasure to meet you again. And Brother Sheikh Yasser, how are you?
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, sister. Alhamdulillah, we are well. A pleasure to be again with you.
Thank you. That's very pleasure to have you both. Well, Zainab, shall you please introduce yourself to us?
Okay, I am Zainab Askari, and I'm done with master's in linguistics from the University of Kashmir, and now I'm a student of Hausa right now.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. And you?
Yeah, I studied sports science at university in the UK.
That's very good.
And now I'm finishing my master's in Islamic philosophy.
That's very good. It's very good to have you both in here. Such a pleasure for me to be with you. Well, today we're going to talk about some important stuff concerning religion and science and the issue that how these two things can coexist together.
It's a very lengthy discussion, very historical discussion on the separation of science and religion.
Mm-hmm.
Science and religion in the ancient times never separated.
Yes, there was no separation. Many times ago, it has been the story until now.
Especially in the Islamic world, scholars who were religious scholars, mm-hmm. but they were also tabibs, they were also doctors.
Great doctors.
For example, many of the tools that are used today in Western medicine, or we say Western medicine very loosely, have been taken from tools that were made by Islamic scientists.
Mm-hmm.
They were made and they were obviously perfected by them in their own. But the reason why science and religion found opposition was within the Western world during the time of the Renaissance.
Exactly, the Renaissance made the
story. For example, certain individuals found certain things that were going against religion or going against a type of religion that people were being preached.
Mm-hmm.
The first issue that came about was whether the earth was flat or not.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they made a combination in order to make it easier. They had natural religion.
Religion came afterwards.
After that.
It came afterwards.
Yes.
Because they had to find certain way to kind
mm-hmm.
of... But even then, the separation had started. That particular issue was a difference between the church and Galileo.
Yes, Galileo.
Galileo were then put into prison. Ford had idea. But this is where the divide between science and religion in the world began.
Mm-hmm.
In the Islamic world, that was not the case until the Crusades and the invasion of Islamic lands.
Mm-hmm.
When the Islamic lands were invaded, when the Islamic lands were plundered, this Western ideology, this Western thinking of empiricism, positivism, it came into the Islamic lands. Then Muslims, for three reasons, said, oh, okay, science is important. Mm-hmm. Why is it important? They are progressing. So then this also grew on until Muslims themselves...
This is the beginning of the story of secularization.
Secularization within the Islamic lands.
Yes, in Islamic lands.
Okay, that time there were nation states. Nation states started in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
right? If you remember, I'm sister obviously, or know better, that when Pakistan, India and were divided, it was 1947. Before that, it was one country.
Mm-hmm.
It was one big country, right?
Yes.
Iran itself was one big landmass. Arabia was one big landmass.
Mm-hmm.
It was not separate into nation states with governing countries and rulers.
Yes, yes.
When that happened as well, certain individuals, when the British were ruling, took individuals from those countries to study in the UK or in their countries and then mm-hmm. were sent back. Yeah, this is how it began in the Islamic lands.
It began, yes.
But in reality, this shouldn't be the case.
And in your viewpoint, religion and science can exist together.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
If you took science as the ability of understanding the natural world
mm-hmm.
order, that's how we take science is that particular subject, by which a person understands the world, the physical world around him.
Yes, that's very true.
Right? That's what science is supposed to be, right? In the words of Shaykh Mutahhari, rahmatullah alayhi, is that science itself will assist a person in getting a better understanding of Tawheed. Why?
A deeper understanding.
Because you see the workings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creation.
The creation of the Creator.
Brother gave a very good history, where it started from, where it went to, and then where it is going.
Maybe some people believe that if the Western society is improving, that's because they only consider science. So is it true?
No, I completely disagree with this. That's why I was trying to say this.
Maybe
same
as a
phrase,
listener, I would say this, no. In appearance,
no.
It's true.
Same phrase is a propaganda that is being made to keep us away from religion, to take us away from religion, because that's the world powers right now. What they want is that we should not be towards religion, because they know it is religion that's taking you towards science.
Yes.
And it's science that is taking you back towards religion. Mm-hmm. I think they are so correlated. They so much coexist, as Brother rightly mentioned. See, when we study religion, what is the first stage? Belief.
Yes.
What is the first stage that a person should have? Belief. See, the world has shown us that religion is something that you have to only follow, wherein you have to do taqleed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have another part of religion that is, like, we have an important part of religion that is belief, wherein you use reasoning, wherein you use thinking, you use logic. And when we study this belief...
So what does this belief
I'll tell you. When we study this belief one by one, the first part is monotheism. Tawheed.
Yes.
And when we are going deep into it, what does it say? Look into the nature. Look around you.
And this looking, go for science.
Exactly. Look at the structure of your body. Look at the nature. And when you're studying, looking, you know, understanding nature, that
through
is science.
This research, yeah.
That is science.
That is
science. And where it is taking you, it is, science is showing you order in everything. It is showing you that balance.
Mm-hmm.
And it is again telling you that this is beyond human beings. This is beyond the mind of human being. This organization, this system, this structure, had there been so many gods, the world would have not been like that.
Mm-hmm.
It again takes you back to Tawheed.
But you know, imagine I'm a listener, a young listener. Perhaps I don't have so much of knowledge about what's going on beyond the curtains. And I would say, okay, in looking Western society, I see they do not focus so much on religion, but they have so much of development. So it is true to say that science alone can improve you, can make developments, and there is no need for religion. What's your point, brother?
We see progress. We see development in a physical manner.
Yes, that's a question many people ask.
So
there's no need for religion.
So what this did, or the moving away from religion, again, there's a historical background to it, and there's a particular reason. To mention it may be a bit difficult for me to explain it in this short period of time. But basically, there's a classification of the different sciences and knowledge that you have.
Mm-hmm.
There's a theoretical side of it. In those theoretical side of it, you have three levels. Science, obviously, is one of those levels, but the lowest of the levels. Meaning what? That science does show you a part of reality. Suppose you're something that is real, right? There's no doubt about it. But it is the lowest part of reality. Physical world, physical matter.
Based on what you're saying this?
This is based on a classification of knowledge that was propounded by Aristotle. Aristotle has what
Where
is known
Aristotle?
As Aristotle has a classification of knowledge.
Yes.
Where he breaks it into two sides, the theoretical side and the practical side. On the theoretical side, you have three levels.
Yes.
The highest being metaphysics.
Yes, the highest is metaphysics.
The second being mathematics, the third being physics. And then he goes into the practical. The practical starts with ethics.
Mm-hmm.
Then domestics, which is the household, and then civics,
Very
which is politics.
Interesting. Yes.
So obviously, why is the classification like this? Is that when a person is well aware of the theoretical side of knowledge of the world around him, first of all, understanding that theoretical side, what are you doing? You are not creating anything.
Mm-hmm.
You are discovering. It is already in front of you. All you are doing is uncovering things that were there in front of you. And as you say, you just kind of removing the curtain that was already there. You opening your eyes wider. Mm-hmm. You didn't create anything. You didn't make anything.
Mm-hmm.
You have just uncovered it. You have just found it. When all that is done to a certain level, the highest obviously being then the study of the absolute cause, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, just to mention this, before the Renaissance, what was the highest science studied in universities throughout Europe?
Mm-hmm.
Was theology.
Yes, theology.
Theology was the highest science studied in all universities
because
throughout the world.
Because the church was so powerful.
Not even the church, just a person who would study in
yes,
Italy,
yes.
in Milan, in Paris, in England. They would study theology. And only a select group of people would be able to study it. They would not let anybody study it. That would then lead into the ethics and then, but that's a different discussion altogether. So science, so a person, a youngster, always not knowing this, will look at the world and say, oh, but look at the progress that the world is making. But then the question would be, okay, that progress, that science that is making, is it making you a better human?
Science alone?
So you'd ask that youngster,
yes,
is it making
yes.
you a better person? Technology, which is obviously the fruit of science, which is all technology, ease of life, takes one away from family. Takes one away from loved ones. Takes one away from reality.
Mm-hmm.
Takes one further away from themselves.
But when it comes with religion, it's in a different level.
Because then when you discuss it, as I mentioned, it's a person will understand that science is the lowest part of reality. It is a part that shows me there is something greater.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get to that which is greater somehow. And that by it's becoming what is known as tazkiyat an-nafs or the purification of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously is with this what the religion tells you about, be a good person, but not for the sake of being a good person. The intention is important. Everything that you do
yes.
has an effect on it. Why are you doing it? Who are you doing it for?
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Zainab, you think that science alone is not going us a happy person. We need to have religion coexisting with that in order to make us a perfect person.
I personally do not consider science and religion to be two different things. I think religion is a mm-hmm. science. Science is an interdisciplinary phenomenon. Like it is not in one field. There is some university of some time, we had theology as one of the greatest sciences. What is theology? Theology is religion. I think religion is science itself. Religion is not something that's apart from science. What our dear Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, he said, "Anna madinatul ilmun wa aliyun babuha." I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its
the gate. Entry.
Is the gate, is the entry
yes.
to that ilm, to that knowledge. And what is the one of the alqabs, what is one of the, you know, names that our fifth Imam, Imam Baqir al-Islam, is known by? Baqirul Ulum.
Yes.
He is known by this name. Whenever some question was asked to him, he used sprout like so much knowledge out of it. Mm-hmm. He used to give a fountain of so many ideas, so many things.
Yes,
he
information.
Used to, information. A fountain
the
of information
of
on a particular topic. Imam Baqir al-Islam once had some debates with some Christian scholars. A Christian scholar comes and says, the best Christian scholars of that time, mm-hmm. the best researchers, they come to him and some non-religious people come to him who are very, very great in science.
Our imams, God's blessings be upon them all, they have always been giving people hints about knowledge and science. They have always
exactly.
been like
just
this.
Look at
that means our religion is the religion of logics and science. So we talked about religion and science as one single thing, not two different things. In our religion, we consider science as a part of our religion. There is no way to separate these two important things. Again, thanks for being with us. Until next time with Back to Reality, I bid you farewell. May Allah bless you with health and happiness.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا يا ربي التي أما رايزك لتصي دايلايتك وانسكت.